Going. Right, we're going to go ahead and call to order the Copper Rim Infrastructure Financing District. Today's May 5th, 2026. It is 3:35 p.m. I'm Michael Jensen with Snow Jensen and Reese. So for the call to order, if everyone could state their name for the recording, we'll start with the board. Quinn, you want to start for us?
Yeah, Quinn Stevens.
Jeff
Matt Scott.
Robertson, board secretary clerk.
Matt Scott, board member.
Tyler King with Snow Jensen Reese, District Council.
Shelby Clymer with CLA.
All right, that's everyone I show on the call. We do have Christy Barker at the anchor location. Christy, any members of the public?
No.
Okay. All right, board, first up, board meeting minutes from our February 3rd meeting. Have you had a chance to review those? Do they look accurate? Do you need me to put them up?
I've looked at them. I don't have any comments or concerns. I'd make a motion to approve board meeting minutes on February 3rd.
Thanks, Seth.
I'll second.
Thanks, Quinn. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. Okay, Shelby.
Okay. So, board, here is the first quarter expenditure list for the district. Amounts totaled $1,491,927. The largest amount being here a reimbursement to the developer for that lost cost certification, and then the other items representing administrative costs. And then all of these were paid from either working capital or the project funds. Any questions here before I move on to the financials? Okay. So next is the balance sheet for the district. Total assets as of the end of first quarter, about 24.7 million. There was just under 7 million remaining available in the capital projects fund, available for capital outlay costs. About 17.7 million in the debt service fund. The assessment receivable represents the assessment lien to be collected over time to pay those bonds. And then just over $2 million held at Zions Bank for the reserve fund and capitalized interest. Then there was about 45,000 remaining in the working capital fund, and then current accounts payable were just under 10,000. So next page is the general fund budget to actual interest income, about $491. Then expenditures are about 8,200 for accounting and legal costs. I would say here, kind of trending in line with the budget. Accounting was a little bit higher in first quarter, just with our work getting kind of ready for the audit. But would anticipate that we're within that annual budget through the end of the year. Next page is the debt service fund. Interest has been earned in the amount of 23,000, and then the first half of this interest payment will be paid here on June 1st from capitalized interest. Then paying agent fees will be due later on this year. Lastly is the capital projects fund. So here we've got interest of about 81,000, and then the 1.48 million represents that cost certification and the payment back out to the developer. Then there's been about 6,000 in engineering costs incurred as well. Any questions? Comments? Okay.
I have the question. Maybe Matt, can you just not being super familiar with the Copper Rim, where you'll go back to the previous slide there with the keep going to the construction fund and the construction fund balance. So we're 6.9 left. Where are we at, Matt, in development? Are we 5% done, 10% done, 190% done? Like how much is done? How much is left from the developer standpoint?
All right. What's left underneath the IFD? We've done the spine roads that come up through there and some of the mass grading that's taken place. Everything that's eligible to be able underneath the IFD, we probably are about 20%.
I just in that invoices list of invoices, it looked like it was just that 1.4 that was reimbursed to developers. Does that include all of the funds, or there's just been a lot the last quarter, or were they in previous quarters that those costs have occurred?
Yeah, and the 1.4 was just this last certification. So we had, I think, three others through the end
Okay,
of
so that's not
2025.
inclusive of all the certifications that have happened.
Correct. Yep.
Okay. When are we, Matt, when are we anticipating selling or closing lots on this that we could start making pay downs on that?
We're currently negotiating with a couple different builders right now. So we're working on finalizing that. And then once we do, we'll be able to move forward.
So the lots are finished, it's just getting them sold to builders then.
No, the lots aren't finished. We've been doing the backbone infrastructure work that's been associated with the other phases that are not included in the IFD, phases 4 and 5. So those lots are under construction, but we'll be moving forward with the next phases that are in the IFD once we nail down who the buyer is.
Okay, so we're kind of just holding off on those ones until those buyers are identified.
Okay. Any other questions of Shelby? If not, could I get a motion then to approve the first quarter financials and the expenditure list?
I'll make that motion.
Thanks, Quinn.
Second that.
Thanks, Matt. All those in favor say aye.
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 All right, that's unanimous. All right, next up, conflict of interest disclosures. That's one of the new things from the legislature. So, Tyler, do you want to walk through those?
Yes, I just sent you guys an email with these. I'm sharing my screen here. Yeah, seeing that.
It's trying. There you go.
Yep. So this is the new conflict of interest disclosure that the legislature just re has required of all public entities and of all public officers and board members. As you'll see, it's more complicated than the prior version, which was only 4 or 5 questions. This one is more in depth. Yeah, I don't know if there's really any, I don't know if you guys have any questions or anything. This is something that they recently passed, and we've just have to comply with it. So.
So we have a month going forward between January 1st, January 31st that we'll do these. Now, since this is the first year for it to be kind of the broad brush across all governmental entities, we get a little bit of a grace period. So as soon as you guys can get them done, send them to us. So going forward, the plan would be every December when we go through the final budget, we'll remind you, get these out. We'll also provide the ones you fill out previous. So the previous years you'll get. That way it's easy to update, see what you did, copy paste basically for those that you need. But it is required. There are penalty provisions that they have. They're self regulated basically by the district. So always be nice to Christy because Christy's the one that would decide any of those penalties. So just as soon as you can get them done and back to us. Any
Sounds good. Thank
questions?
you.
Okay. That is everything I show. Matt, right before the meeting, I sent you the quarterly disclosure, the report. So if you could just help me with the development update in section one. And then I sent it to Quinn. So between you two, whoever can answer those for me, that would be great. And then get it back to me.
Yep, I'll take a look and get it back to you.
Okay, appreciate that. Do you guys have anything for us? Any questions? Anything we can help with?
I
No.
don't.
Okay. All right. Last thing I would need then is a motion to adjourn.
I'll make that motion.
To
Thanks,
adjourn.
Quinn. Thanks, Seth, for the second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Good to see you guys.